T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Suspect quickly apprehended after shooting in North Wichita. We've got the story.
Death toll rising after earthquake near Mexico City. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
State contractors admit that dozens of Kansas foster children have had to stay in offices overnight. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday we hit 97 for the high in Wichita. Do we get that warm again today? Our forecast is coming up.
Wichita police made an arrest following a shooting Tuesday afternoon near 21st and Amadon in North Wichita. 35-year-old Courtney Holloway shot multiple times inside the Department of Revenue Taxation Office in the Twin Lakes Shopping Center. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the shooting appears to be related to a Revenue Department investigation.
An individual involved in that investigation came over to the Department of Revenue office, had contact with our victim, and multiple shots were fired.
Holloway, an employee of the Department of Revenue, was hospitalized in critical condition, but his condition has been upgraded to serious. A suspect was taken into custody without incident in the area of 35th at Arkansas shortly after the shooting.
Rescue teams in Mexico City worked through the night searching for the missing as the death toll keeps rising after yesterday's 7.1 magnitude earthquake. Fusion TV reporter Rafa Fernandez was on the 12th floor of a high-rise building when it happened.
Some of my colleagues went under the table, you know, as things were falling apart, and I could literally feel the building shake and the ground beneath me shake. So I thought, you know, at any moment, this is going to go down.
Hurricane Maria maintained its Category 5 status last night, nearing St. Croix. The storm was expected to make landfall this morning in Puerto Rico. ABC's Joe Torres is at a beachside hotel in San Juan.
The waves crashing in, the surf has started to pick up, and the water is inching its way closer and closer to the resort, meaning it won't be long before that water is out on the street. We did venture out into the street a little while ago. We were safe at the time. We didn't see anyone out there. That is exactly the way the governor wants it. Nobody should be out at the street at this hour.
And Hurricane Maria this morning has hit Puerto Rico, now as a Category 4 hurricane.
State contractors are acknowledging that dozens of foster children in Kansas have stayed in their offices overnight in the past year because other accommodations could not be found.
Contractors KVC Kansas and St. Francis Community Services told the state task force Tuesday that more than 100 abused and neglected children stayed overnight in offices from September 2016 through the end of June. Most of those stays took place this past year. The children stayed in offices overnight when they're removed from families, but contractors cannot immediately find foster homes. A spokesperson for the State Department of Children and Families says they're working to increase the number of foster care homes available for children. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A male suspect robbed a famous footwear store in West Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday evening west of Kellogg and Dugan. Officers spoke with a female employee.
An unknown suspect had entered the store, pointed a black handgun at her, and was demanding money. Money was then taken from the business, and the suspect fled the store on a green BMX-style bicycle.
That suspect was wearing a black hoodie with the letters TRKFT on the front, with gray camo-style sleeves, a red T-shirt, a red belt, and a red backpack, and khaki cargo shorts.
The Kansas Lottery had great turnout at its Kansas State Fair booth in Hutchinson, according to spokeswoman Sally Lunsford.
We're probably looking at our second best year ever for the fair. We had great attendance in the Kansas Lottery building. People came by to see us. We always love doing that.
Lunsford didn't have an exact final number yet for the state fair attendance. The lottery gave away a Chevy Silverado truck to Kerry Cole of Holcomb Saturday night as part of its Trucks and Bucks giveaway. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Season not over yet for the Wichita Wingnuts. We'll tell you why coming up in sports.
Man arrested in North Wichita after beating his girlfriend with a golf club. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. A 45-year-old man has been arrested in North Wichita, accused of trying to kill his girlfriend. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday afternoon near 28th and Market. The 41-year-old female victim had argued with her boyfriend about furniture.
When she was then punched several times, kicked, choked to unconsciousness, and struck with a golf club. The victim was treated on scene by EMS, and the suspect was taken into custody without incident and booked into jail for criminal damage to property and attempted first-degree murder.
Police also believe drugs are a factor in this crime.
A new threat from the Russia investigations special counsel as his team concerning President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, now threatened with indictment. It comes after FBI agents entered Manafort's apartment before dawn in late July, surprising him. ABC's Pierre Thomas.
Sources tell ABC News the raid was a sign Mueller's investigators feared Manafort could destroy evidence and was an effort to pressure him to divulge details in the Russia probe. They're looking into his business dealings overseas, especially Ukraine. Manafort has denied any connection to Vladimir Putin. But just last week, Mueller's team called Manafort's spokesman, Jason Maloney, before a grand jury in Washington, grilling him for more than 2 hours.
Senate Republicans are in a last-ditch effort to kill Obamacare, but they have to get it done by next week. Democrats are saying the current Republican plan is not good for Medicaid and Americans with pre-existing conditions. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce at the Capitol.
The mad dash to deliver.
Mr. Vice President, are you finally going to get health reform done?
Making progress.
The Vice President arriving at the Capitol to rally Republicans. His message, now is the time. Just 6 working days left for Republicans to overhaul Obamacare with a simple majority vote. The White House is fully on board. The President's working the phones.
At KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got some stalled out vehicles creating some traffic hazards. So areas to watch out for here. This is all around the North Junction, southbound I-135 at 53rd Street North. We've also got another stalled out vehicle up in that same area, northbound I-235 at Seneca. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Let's take a look at the forecast here on a Wednesday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're down to the last few days of summer before fall officially arrives on Friday, and summer is not going anywhere without a fight. It is going to be breezy and hot again this afternoon with a high 94, partly cloudy tonight, our low 75, and then windy 93 on Thursday, 91 Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a few clouds. 71 degrees, south wind at 9 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning. Yesterday's high, 97 degrees. A little warm but and a little windy, but I did get out for my daily jog. Monday afternoon in Wichita, a 75-year-old woman says she saw someone intentionally driving over 2 geese and killing them. Now, this happened near Manissa Park at 13th and Jeanette in Riverside, just a few blocks from my house. The geese are migratory birds protected by government laws. And if you've been through Riverside recently, you know we've got a lot of them. And they're kind of a nuisance.
Oh, they're all over the place.
They stop traffic. They make big messes. But several years ago, as they were migrating through the area, somebody started feeding them. And now they live here.
Yep. Pretty much.
And I disagree with that. I know that people think they're fun to watch when they fly, and it's a beautiful big bird, the goose. But I think they should have been allowed to go someplace else. But you see them everywhere. It's not just Wichita. You're seeing them all over the place.
Yeah, they're pretty prevalent.
They decided they like Kansas. An artificial muscle that lifts 1,000 times its own weight could pave the way for lifelike robots that make Arnold Schwarzenegger's Terminator look puny. Scientists used a 3D printing technique to create the rubber-like synthetic muscle that expands and contracts like its biological counterpart.
Yeah, here come the Cylons.
Heated by a small electric current, The material was capable of expanding to 9 times its normal size. Kind of reminds me when Popeye gets a spinach, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
Those guns of his start getting bigger, right?
Yeah.
In tests, it demonstrated enormous strength, having a strain density, the amount of energy stored in each gram of a stretched elastic body, 15 times greater than natural muscle. So,
well, wouldn't it be great if something like this could somehow help people with muscular dystrophy?
Well, now there's an idea.
And
good
things
idea.
Like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, advances like this can lead to other
the artificial
discoveries muscle, yeah. And helping people that need help.
Yeah, we don't want to just say, this is silly. Why are they doing this? So a robot can lift a piano or what? You know, but you're right. There might be some very, very positive applications.
There might be, yeah, some people that need prosthetics and things like that. This might be helpful.
Well, the only thing about Popeye, he inspired me to eat my spinach when I was young.
Well, there you go.
And the results
were... Did that work?
Negligible. I was still puny, clientele, almost that I got married.
Well, but at least you're healthy. You're eating
yes,
well.
At yeah. least I'm healthy eating all that spinach. I do like spinach. Now, a lot of people do not like it, but I like spinach. Cream spinach, fresh spinach, you know, any kind of spinach.
Like a good spinach salad.
Took my grandchildren, two of them, Evan and Sammy Joe, to New Way the other day. First time they'd ever been to New Way.
I went to New Way yesterday for lunch.
And Papa got the chili there and put the vinegar in it. They thought that was crazy. I said, no, that's the way you do it. You put the vinegar in there. And I actually learned that from my late father-in-law. He showed me the beauty of vinegar in chili. There you go. Judy Finchin has been playing the same Powerball numbers for 30 years.
She's been giving it a go.
These are birthday numbers of the people closest to her.
Okay.
There was another Powerball drawing Saturday night.
Right.
That it might have taken 30 years, but these winning numbers were finally 17, 18, 24, 25, 31, and 24.
They finally popped up.
She didn't know it right away, but Sunday, Judy woke up rich.
Those were the numbers.
$133.2 million. How about that?
30 years in the making.
Yep. During a news
She's
conference.
She's finally rich.
Yeah, probably spent $30 million on tickets. During a news conference Tuesday, the Clifton, Colorado resident said when she found out she won, she held the ticket to her heart, clutched it there, and went to wake up her husband. She says he thought she was having a heart attack because the way she was clutching the ticket.
Money will go a long way in Clifton, Colorado.
Acting a little crazy there. $133 million will go a long way anywhere. And today, if you... contemplate handing in your 2 weeks' notice every time you talk to your boss. You're apparently not alone. A global poll from job search site Monster found that 32% of employees say they have a horrible boss.
Ooh.
While only 15% say they have an excellent one.
Those numbers are pretty skewed.
Well, and you know,
that's a lot of people that say they not only just. They don't care for their boss. The word horrible.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And we wonder if it's just maybe the job, their miserable job. Maybe they're just miserable people. Maybe they don't have the right attitude. And then again, maybe they're working for,
That's a good point because I think we can always say about a third of the workforce are malcontents.
They're
always complaining about something.
I don't know if it's a third, but there is an element that's never going to be happy, you know?
Yeah.
Yesterday, I ducked into a meeting that I wasn't supposed to be in. I thought there were refreshments, and I left again. And, of course, our boss, Jackie Wise, said, you're welcome to stay. I said, no, I can't stay in a meeting with you guys because I actually have work to do, and I can't sit around.
How did that go over?
Oh, you know, as usual, she gave me the look.
Gave you the stink eye?
Gave me the stink eye, and I ran for cover. Actually, we got it pretty good here, tell you the truth. I'm not sure we'll go. Will we go the 15% to say our boss is excellent? Is she in the building? I know she's not listening right now. But if she's listening, then she's excellent, right?
I think we'll have to go with that.
Okay. We're nothing if we're not a couple of toadies when it
comes. Oh, well, there's no doubt about that.
Well, hey, whatever you want, okay? You're the boss. 818.
Hey, how many shows have we done now? The Steve and Ted countdown to 5,000.
Jackie Wise, our boss, wanted to keep track of that. I sent her an email today. Today's show is number 4995.
We have done 4,995 Steve and Ted shows.
So I think it's next Wednesday.
So we're five away from 5,000.
I think it's next Wednesday.
A week from today.
We'll be number 5,000.
Oh, my.
Seems longer. Sometimes. All right. 818 now, Steve and Ted. Sports Time with Ted Woodward as the Royals. Trying to keep going here in this race for the end of the year, and one of their players actually set a record. Ted Woodward has the story.
Yep. Royals north of the border, and the Wingnuts remain north of the border as well in baseball action. Little extra drama for the Wingnuts. The season was supposed to end last night, but not yet. Game 5 of the American Association Championship Series last night in Winnipeg, the Goldeyes hosting the Wichita Wingnuts, but that game got postponed because of a threat of rain. So Game 3 got rained out on Saturday. The deciding Game 5 got rained out last night. They will try it once again. The final game of the season, Game 5, is tonight. The Wichita Wingnuts in Winnipeg taking on the Goldeyes with the season on the line at 6:05 this evening. The best-of-five series is tied at 2 games apiece. Of course, these teams played a controversial 17-inning epic on Monday night when the Wingnuts thought they had won the championship, but the game-ending ground out was nullified by a balk call in the bottom of the bottom of the ninth inning. So the Wingnuts in Winnipeg will try it again tonight to finish the season at 6:05 up in Canada. The Royals are also in Canada as well in Toronto, taking on the Blue Jays. Royals Jays last night, scoreless in the sixth inning, but Toronto started scoring runs in bunches against the Royals in the late innings and won the game 5-2. We did have an interesting piece of Major League Baseball history, though, that happened in the top of the eighth inning of the Royals-Blue Jays game. You heard the game on KFH.
Tapera ready, the 3-2 pitch. Gordon swings and hits it pretty well, right center field. That's a way back, and that ball is gone. It's a home run for Gordon.
That was a home run by former Wichita Wrangler Alex Gordon. It was significant in that it was the 5,694th home run hit in Major League Baseball this season, and that is now a new all-time record. The old record was set 17 years ago, back in 2000, when everyone was bulked up on steroids.
Right.
Not everyone, but some players were, obviously. So the steroids era record broken by players that are playing now. And Alex Gordon got the historic home run. Alex said he will not keep the ball for himself. He's going to donate it to Cooperstown. He says hasn't had much to really remember this season for, and he just wants to keep it that way. And folks in Cooperstown might want it more than he does.
Yeah.
But lots of home runs being hit, and Alex Gordon got the historic one last night. But it was in a 5-2 loss at Toronto. Too bad for Kansas City. They had a chance to make up ground in the playoff chase and did not take advantage. The Royals have lost 5 of their last 6. There's still 4.5 games back for a playoff spot, but there's only a dozen games remaining in the regular season now. Royals at the Jays again tonight. Listen live at 6 o'clock. It's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And a couple of birthdays today. Former Kansas City Chiefs return specialist Dante Hall, one of the most electrifying players in the NFL in the 2000s, is 39 today. Of course, he was known as the X-Factor, the human joystick. Mitch Holtis had a lot of names for him. Dante Hall is 39 today. And a happy birthday to one of our good friends, a guy that was on this morning show with us for many, many years, Mike Kennedy, the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, celebrating a big birthday today. Happy birthday, Mike.
He was spent many a morning right here.
Mike did sports on the morning show here at KNSS for many, many years.
And so now he's doing not only basketball and baseball, he's also doing volleyball.
He also does play-by-play for Shocker Volleyball.
Yeah, he's going to, of course, but he's told us many tales of his when he's out on the road and the experiences he has out there. He used to regale us with stories about the eating establishments in all the various cities he visited. And now this
he
year
still
with
can.
The new with the new conference, he's going to be going to some bigger
He'll
cities.
He'll have a whole new culinary menu to.
He's going to be telling us
about. In fact, his first road swing in the conference is this weekend, I believe Friday night. It's in Philadelphia, taking on Temple. So Mike will be, I'm sure he's done research on all the best cheesesteak places in Philly.
Cheesesteak,
and he's going to be delving into that.
Yeah, he'll be in there. He's going to tell us So we should do a show sometime with him about the best buffets in North America.
Well, he knows where all the great places are to eat in Peoria and Cedar Falls, but now he gets to expand his horizons
yes,
a little bit.
He's going to expand his horizons.
Just see how are the places to eat in Philadelphia.
Tell you what, we're not going to send you a card, get you a cake or anything else, but we'll send you all of our love today right there. Happy birthday, Mike Kennedy. How's that?
That's all right. That's adequate. That's the best we can do.
That's all we can do. 6:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean praises Trump's talk at the United Nations. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.